AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he'll foster a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth confronted allegations of misconduct during a testy Senate confirmation hearing. Ranking member Jack Reed says he's not the right pick to lead the Pentagon.
The secretary is expected to be a fair, nonpartisan, and responsible leader, as well as a trustworthy advocate for the men and women that he leads. Mr. Hegseth, I do not believe that you are qualified to meet the overwhelming demands of this job.
Hegseth focused on his combat experience in the Army National Guard. He called a sexual assault allegation against him a smear campaign. A former First Lady will skip President-elect Trump's inauguration next week.
All of America's ex-presidents will be at Donald Trump's inauguration, but a former First Lady will skip it. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton will attend, as will Barack Obama. Michelle Obama will not, after missing Jimmy Carter's funeral last week. The Obama's office did not say why the former First Lady will not be there. Michelle Obama campaigned against Trump in the last three presidential races.
We need a grown-up in the White House.
She was at Trump's first inauguration in 2017, after the Obamas hosted the Trumps at the White House before the ceremony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Special Counsel Jack Smith says in a report his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated President-elect Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Smith believes Trump would have been convicted had he not won the 2024 election. The report comes days before Trump returns to the White House. This is AP News. In a speech to the Atlantic Council, Secretary of State Blinken says everyone will need to work together to reconstruct Gaza.
Key regional and international actors will need to fully commit to supporting Palestinian-led governance and preventing Hamas's return. The PA will need to carry out swift, far-reaching reform to build more transparent, accountable governance, continuing a process that it began last year. Israel will have to accept reuniting Gaza and the West Bank under the leadership of a reformed PA. And all must embrace a time-bound, conditions-based path toward forming an independent Palestinian state.
Israel and Hamas are said to be working toward a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. A judge says the New Orleans Police Department can begin the process of ending federal oversight. U.S. District Judge Susie Morgan's ruling came in response to a request from the city and the Justice Department to begin winding down the oversight over the next 2 years. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.